I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14 and 15, 1 John 5, 14 and 15, the Bible declares, and this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, according to what? He heareth us. And if we know He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. If we ask anything according to the word of God, we know that God hears us. That's the meaning of that scripture. So for God to answer your prayers, it must be in line with the word of God. Say here. It is not enough to pray. It's important that you pray to get results. Is that clear, sir? And praying is not the issue. Religion people pray. Every religion prays. I hope you know that. They pray to anything they like. But they don't expect results. That's the difference with Christianity. So praying without results is playing without knowing. You don't pray because you just want to pray. You pray so you can get results. Does somebody get what I'm saying? No. I've seen people say, I did all night. So I said, what is the all night for? They said, to cast out one witch. I said, is that why you do an all night for a witch? Huh? A witch. Then what will you do for Satan? All week. Am I talking to someone here? So it's not the length, it's the result that matters. If it has to be lengthy, then the results also match the length of the prayer. So you don't just pray for praying's sake, you pray to get what? Results. And prayer is not just praying, we said. Prayer is taught. So you follow principles. You follow what? Principles. Now, hear this. He said, let all things be done decently and in order. 1 Corinthians 14:40. So, there's a protocol. There's a what? In prayers. There's a protocol. In international relationship, the word protocol is an agreement, a formal agreement between states or nations. So, there has to be an agreement between you and God. There's a protocol. If you picked up the phone and you dial, and only you is talking, nobody's communicating. You may be talking, but if the other person is not hearing you, is it important? You want to call a country and you forgot the code. And the thing is beaming. Pim, pim, pim. You say, yes, hello, whether you hear me or not, listen. And he's telling you, no network, no network. You are not connected. He said, no, whether I'm connected or not. Now, Brother John, hear me. How good is your communication? You must be able to connect the next person. So there's a way to link up with God. Is that true, sir? To be sure that God is also hearing what you are saying. Because some of us pray without the other side of the network being open. Yet we are saying we are... Can you imagine picking up your phone and dialing the number and the thing is showing you no network. You say, whether network or not, I'm on. So there's a link that connects you with God. Does that make sense? Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the name of Jesus is the agreement heaven has with the earth. The name links you with heaven. The name of Jesus is what links you between the earth and heaven. Turn with me to the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 13. Shall we responsibly look at 13 together, slowly? That's the key scripture for today's teaching. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. 14 together. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. The Bible says, if you ask anything, the Greek version, the Greek says, if you demand, that word ask says demand. The Greek translation. Anything in his name, including what is in your heart, permit me, your own thing. He said, it will be done. Not it may. It's certain. He affirmed that, look, if you ask anything according to God's word in his name. So the name of Jesus Christ is our guarantee for constant and continuous victory in every issue of life. In my name, not through my name. Do you understand? He said, whatsoever you ask in my name, not through my name. Get it clear. You don't pray through the name of Jesus. You pray in the name of Jesus. Am I communicating with you? There's nowhere in the Bible that God said, through my name, we are saved through him. But prayer, that's why you don't mix one, you understand scripture. We are saved through Christ. Is that clear? But we don't pray through Christ. Salvation is through Jesus. But prayer is in the name of Jesus. Do you understand how it is? That's why I'm sure the church mixed it up some places and thought that since you are saved through Jesus Christ, you have to pray also through Jesus Christ. No. Prayer is in the name of Jesus, not through the name of Jesus. So praying through Jesus Christ, our Lord, is not scriptural. Do you understand what I'm saying? He said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, I am committed and my Father is committed to giving it to you. Shout hallelujah. I know you have been praying before, but understanding is in degrees. Understanding is what? That's what I teach. Someone will say, but I've been praying before. It depends on the level of your understanding. Of the revelation of that name. Shout hallelujah. So the name of Jesus is actually our access to answered prayers. Now, when Isaiah was prophesying about Jesus in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, he said, and unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is what? Given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. So his name shall be full of wonders. Counselor. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Every time you desire the wonders of God, God is simply saying, use his name, and then that name will produce. That's why I know every prayer you pray in the name of Jesus today, you will go home with testimonies. Now here they said, I have given him a name which is above every other name. In Philippians chapter 2, 9 to 11, it said, wherefore God had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, of things on earth and things under the earth. Heavens, the angels bow to his name. Earth, men bow to his name. Beneath the earth, demons bow to his name. So in the three spheres of life, he said that name has authority. Has what? It controls the heavens, it controls the earth, and it controls beneath the earth. Every demon bows to the name of Jesus in prayer. That's why no matter the demonic force, say, in Jesus' name, we don't understand it, we'll bow. Someone get what I'm saying here? No matter how stubborn a man is, in the name of Jesus, he will bow. And every time I say the name of Jesus, the angels respond. Because they all things in heaven. You get what God is saying here? Yeah. I pray you have understanding. You can't call that name and the mountain stand before you. I don't care the mountain before you. Today it will bow in the name of Jesus. There's authority and power vested in the name of Jesus. Every situation bows to the name of Jesus. The understanding, your understanding of the potency that is in that name is what determines the amount of results, the kind of results you get. So God is simply saying to us, listen, this is how I walk. This is how I move. Just follow my pattern. Refuse to analyze it from your human understanding. Ask in my name. And I will do it. No matter the circumstance. That's why I know today, what men have said is impossible in your life. As you ask in his name, he will answer you. The moment you ask today in faith, he will answer you. The louder your amen, you hear the first testimony. One day Peter, in Acts chapter 3, went to pray. The Bible said at the hour of prayer, Acts 3, 1 to 7, at the hour of prayer, Peter and John went to the temple to pray. And as they went, they met a man that was impotent. Was what? From his womb, over the age of 40. So he has been crippled, put to this language, from birth. And the Bible said, a certain man from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate, verse 2 of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask of them that entered the temple. In verse 3, the Bible says, I will see Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask what? Alms. Now, in verse 4, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. You know what he was saying? Look on us, for I have something that is bigger than what you are asking for. You are asking for money, but I have a name that can do everything. When you have the name, it supplies all your needs. Are you getting what God is saying here? And he says, such as I have understanding of the name. That was what said. Such as I have, not such as I could. Such as I have an understanding that has power in this name. So, layman, hear me. The same way he would have prayed if he was here, that's how he gave me the power of attorney to use his name to produce signs. So now he said to the man, you, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up. He never doubted. I'll go further to that. He believed that whatsoever I ask in his name, he will do it. So you do the asking, he will do the doing. Peter said, rise up and walk. He didn't bother himself. He said, I'm not concerned. He has told me whatever I ask. Why do you try to analyze? Why do you ask? He said, whatever you ask. Hello. If a rich man should tell you, ask me anything, I'll give it to you. Will you go and be asking for $1,000? A multi-billionaire comes to you and says, can you ask me anything? And I say, please, $1,000. The man, everyone around you will be looking at you as a stupid man. True? Why are Christians asking little things? When he said, ask me anything. He signed a check, opened it up and said, fill it. Did you hear me? And I pray today, something strange will happen in your life.
Coming up on this episode.
The name of Jesus is the same name as a person. Hope you understood that. Every time I say Jesus, you are saying the same person. Am I talking? So what Jesus did was to destroy death, and then as he came alive, he said, look, dead I've destroyed. So when you have understanding based on that scripture, and look at a man who said as marked out for death, you say the name of Jesus, that name has power to destroy.
Moments of Miracles with David Hume.
Today, this will happen today. We need you to be here.
Mrs. B. Richmond tied her nuptial knots about 10 years ago and, like every woman, desired to have children, but never for one day experienced what conception was. B. visited several hospitals in Nigeria, where she received some fertility medications for a good number of years, to no avail. She spent well over 5 million naira traveling to the United States of America for the same condition, where an in vitro fertilization was suggested as her only option for conception. She had a second full cycle of IVF after the first cycle was unsuccessful, which also failed. B resigned to serving God wholly in the face of her circumstance. But the moment she walked into the Night of Glory arena with an expectation, having made up her mind to serve God, she received an instant word which changed her life. In the next few months, she realized she was pregnant, thus fulfilling the prophecy of God through his anointed, Pastor David. And now, Jesus gave her a calming embrace, and today, she is a joyful mother, and the pains of yesterday are all forgotten.
She's indeed a miracle. I'm so grateful to God for what he's done in my life. He gave me this child without any fee. I didn't have to pay anything. It was free of charge.
I've waited on the Lord for 10 years to have a baby. It wasn't an easy journey at all. I've been through so many things, medically and physically. And I really waited on the Lord for a miracle in my life. I became born again along the line in the course of waiting. And I found a church, which I still attend, and I'm a worker there. And I found out that if you're trying to get something from God, you have to be diligent. Because the word of God says, if you seek me diligently, you'll find me. So I began seeking the Lord diligently. And in the whole journey, I started a house fellowship in my house because of that. And God began to open my eyes. I began to be spirit-filled.
I've really been blessed through the ministry of Pastor David Ibiome. I've seen mind-boggling testimonies, miracles of the blind seeing, the lame walk, the deaf hear, barren women become fruitful. And I was so touched, and I realized that I needed to invite my sister to church, you know, because it's really been a cause for concern for her. She's married for about 10 years. So I invited her to the last Night of Glory 2011 at Igurucha.
And I went there, you know, hoping to receive a miracle in my life.
She was at the back, but she couldn't come forward because the crowd was really, really much, so she couldn't come to the auditorium.
And the man of God, Papa, now came out and mentioned my case. He said, there's a woman here for 10 years. You've been believing God for the fruit of the womb. And, you know, he mentioned it. And I couldn't go up to the stage because it was very far. So I just stayed where I was. And from where I was, I could see that another lady ran to the stage.
Now God is speaking to me something. There's a woman here. Medically, they told you it's impossible to get pregnant. God said to me, I should use it as a point of contact for every woman looking for the fruit of the womb. Let me open up clearly to you. How you will know you are. One of your tubes has been severed. And you have other complications that they told you're going to adopt a baby. You are here. Your last hope is God. Medically, the case is closed. It's medically closed. God spoke to me now to use you as a point of contact for every other woman. And you will take in before this time next year. And you are coming back with a testimony. That woman, you are in this place. Medically, your case is closed. It's only God that can make it happen. I give you praise, Jesus. I give you praise, mighty God. I just worship him, please. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Before she could even receive her own anointing, I already fell down. I fell down where I was at the back. And I had to be helped up by people there. And honestly, I felt that I received the miracle from God at that point. Because as I went home, I kept confessing it that God has done it. It's a miracle in my life.
A few months, just as he had the word of knowledge, she conceived and we have a miracle baby now.
And honestly, it happened the way he said it. Because I didn't know when it happened. I didn't go for any more medical examinations, no more IVFs, no surrogacy. I didn't even try the surrogacy at all. But God gave me freely. A womb that they said cannot have a baby, that I cannot carry a child in my womb on my own. But God did his miracle. And all through that 10 years, I was never pregnant for one day. I don't know what it is to be pregnant. So when it happened, it was like a new thing in my life. It was indeed a miracle. A very big miracle, and I give God all the glory. And all throughout the pregnancy, because the hand of God was on, I didn't have any sickness. There was no morning sickness, no spitting. In fact, I didn't feel like a pregnant woman, but I knew I was pregnant because my stomach was bulging and all that. And a few months later, I gave birth to a beautiful baby girl on the 18th of June.
It's such a blessing to me. I've learned to be positive at all times. I believe in greater potentials I have inside of me. I've learned to stand up wherever I'm found as a child of God. I've been so blessed. There's nothing I've so desired that I haven't received based on the word of God that I'm being taught there. So he's been a huge blessing to me. I can't just say it all. But I am really blessed on a daily basis.
But when I began close to God, you know, I served God diligently. I gave my house for house fellowship. That was the same month God visited me. That was the same month I took him. The same month I opened my house to be used for house fellowship was the same month I took him. You know, so God gave me free of charge. I didn't have to spend one naira. After all I've been through, at the point I said, okay, I'll start keeping more money for IVFs. I'll try and try and try. But in this case, God didn't allow me to do that again. God gave me free. I didn't have to spend one dime, $1. No, you should know God. Because when you draw close to him, he will draw near to you. And that was my own case. God was waiting for me to draw near to him. And as I drew closer to him, he drew nearer to me. And at the end of the day, I got my miracle.
I am not of that opinion because I've seen life miracles on a daily basis there. I've seen the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the dumb speak. I've heard testimonies. I've seen them physically. So it's only a fool that will doubt proofs. So I believe in miracles.
Pastor David Biomia is a great man of God. You know, when you get into an atmosphere when a great man of God presides and you are blessed, you truly know that God uses that man. You know, he has blessed a lot of lives. He has impacted a lot of lives. He has brought so many souls to the Lord. And I think God is really with him. God has really anointed him to carry out his work.
Her name's Teniola Damisi Solate Richmond. She was born on the 18th of June 2012 in the city of Philadelphia in USA. She's indeed a miracle. I'm so grateful to God for what he's done in my life. He gave me this child without any fee. I didn't have to pay anything. It was free of charge. That's how awesome God is. When you least expect, God can show up for you at any time. He showed up for me at the last minute, the 99th hour. God is awesome. I didn't have to do anything to receive this wonderful gift of a baby. God gave me free because I serve a true and living God.
Moment of Miracles with David Hume.
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career? Someone's knocking at the door. Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org. Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or all the materials by David Ebiomie, you could call +234 703 897 5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ebiomie, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling, or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234 844 66170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.